they invited us to a meeting. That was yesterday. So when we went, the Minister of Education himself was there. The National Council for Tertiary Education also came, and then we were also there. We were given the opportunity to make our case. And as we everybody knows, we told the Labour Commission of the amendment bill that is pending before Parliament. To the effect that if the amendment bill is accepted or is passed into law, all employees of technical universities is deemed as interim employees. And the meaning of interim is temporary. So we realize that if you make us an interim employee, you have offended the Labour Act, and it is also an offense to our human rights. And the Constitution of Ghana requires that administrative head become our candidate and reasonable. I mean, if you make me an interim employee after 15 years of work or after 5 years of work, you have not been reasonable and you have not been fair. So we presented all these, among others, to the Labour Commission. The Minister also made his case. And then the National Council for Tertiary Education also made their case. But we realized that the National Council for Tertiary Education, we don't have much information about the happening. And so at the end of the day, Labour Commission impressed upon us to suspend our sit-down strike. And they directed that we go into dialogue with NCTU over the matter. So that is where we've got to. And we also told the Labour Commission that since Parliament has not passed the bill into law, and they are still collating views from people, and of course, there's a meeting between the Select Committee on Education and all council members of the technical universities across the country today. Since they have not finalized their work, they asked us to suspend our sit-down strike, and we hope that the dialogue with NCT will yield better fruit.
And so what were the factors that you people considered before you accepted to call off the strike?
No, we have not called off the strike. We have only suspended it.
Yes, and I'm asking, what factors have you considered before you agreed to suspend the strike?
One of them, actually, is the fact that the NCTU as a body itself needs to address themselves with the fact and understand it well.
You heard the Secretary of TUTAG Kofodia Chapter, Nanaya Oforijesi.